God bless you. You may be seated. Let's have a great time in the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Apostolic Pentecostal Church. Today we are celebrating Grandparents Day. Everybody that's a grandparent, stand up with you. Come on, I'm standing up here too, begrudgingly. Not begrudging because I'm a grandparent, but because I'm categorized as old now. Let's give our grandparents a hand. You can be seated. You know, I was balking against them asking me to do this, not because I didn't want to do it, but because nobody likes to admit they're getting older. And I look and feel too young to be doing this. I remember wonderful memories of my own grandmother. Many of you knew her years ago, Sister Aretha Wallace. We've talked about her several times before. I can remember being in her house as a child and her walking around praising God, worshiping God, and then the Holy Ghost would begin to move in there. And you'd hear her go, "Woo!" And that's when you'd feel the chills going up and down your back. God was moving into that little house where she lived. And I remember that fondly. But I'm not so interested in being categorized as a grandpa, but just the fact of being old. But I'm very proud to be a grandpa. I have blessed to have my daughter, my oldest daughter, and two of my my grandsons here today. Grandson Jason, Aiden, I'm sorry. He likes the idea that he can pick grandpa up and sling him around like a sack of potatoes. I like the idea that I can outrun him any day of the week. It's a blessing to be a grandparent, though. I want to pass down, I hope God gives me the wisdom and understanding to pass down that good knowledge that my grandmother passed on to me. That prayer ethic, that knowing that God is able to do anything. And I want to pass that on to my grandchildren, and that should be the prayer of each and every grandparent here. No matter how young looking or old looking you may be today. So, we're going to start off today's service with a... All right, I'm going to have to act like a grandpa and pull out my glasses. Our song leader, Gary Swift, is going to come. Come on, Grandpa Gary.
Well, back in the day, we used to have psalm books, and we didn't turn them out today because we prayed that the ushers would hurt themselves trying to pick them all up. So we're going to put them on the whirlybird up here today. And back on Saturday night, we used to use these song books to sing the hymns, and here's the first one we're going to do today. Well, I have found the way that leads the endless day yonder in the glory land. And the road is bright, for Jesus is alive, and I hold his guiding hand. For now I have found the way. Well, I have found the way. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Well, I have found the way. Well, I will never fear while Jesus is so near. I will bravely meet the foe. Well, happy songs I'll sing in honor to the King, and to glory onward go. For now I have found the way. Well, I have found the way. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Well, I have found the way. Well, to that journey then, led by a faith.
grateful friend evermore. It's in to roll. Well, by the way, cause straight, I'll reach the golden gate of the soul's eternal home. Well, now I have found the way. For I have found the way. Oh, glory, hallelujah. For I have found the way. For now I have found the way. And glorious thought that comes to me. I'll live on, yes, I'll live on. Jesus saved my soul from death and now I'm free. I'll live on, yes, I'll live on. Well, I'll live on. I'll live on through eternity. I'll live on, well, I'll live on. Live on to eternity. I'll live on. Well, with the world on fire and darkness pales the sun, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. Well, men will cry unto the rocks and mountains run. I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. Well, I'll live on through eternity. I'll live on. Well, I'll live on. I'll live on through eternity. I'll live on. Well, I've got a home up in glory.
Worship the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
They told me that I was supposed to be sitting over here, not with the orchestra. Okay, so I am a grandpa. Nice to see you here, Grandpa River. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. Years ago, you can be seated. Years ago, Pastor Reaver, Brother Gary, and I and several others used to play softball every Sunday afternoon after church. And during football season, we played football until I became keenly aware that our bodies weren't built for some of the abuse that we put it through. So we kind of had to slack off of that. So what we're going to have now is we're going to... Okay, I've got to do this again. I'm just going to leave them on. We have a blessing prayer for grandparents by Kendall Lindsay.
Who's all grateful for their grandparents in here? If you guys will all join me in a time of prayer for our grandparents and how, I mean, we are all blessed with how their memories are and their examples, they lead us into who we are. So if you guys will all join me with them in thanksgiving to the Lord over this service and just join me in the prayer. Lord, we thank you for this service, God. Lord, thank you for our grandparents that we have and the memories that they have implanted in us. We thank you for their examples in our lives, God. They are the ones that help us along the way, Lord. We thank you for allowing them to be able to talk to us and teach us about the Lord. We thank you for their guidance in our lives, and we thank you for allowing them to be a part of our lives. We pray that your hand will be in this service, God. We pray that your hand will be upon each and every grandparent in this house, and even those that aren't in here, Lord. We love you so much, and we thank you for your goodness and your grace and mercy on our lives. We pray that you'll move in this service in so many miraculous, many ways. In Jesus' name.
Has anybody here ever been wore out? Lift your hand if you have been. This song's for you.
I was going to take an offering, but I'm wore out, so I was beginning to feel that way about that song. Just kidding. Praise the Lord. We got to resurrect this thing. Hallelujah. Have you got enough strength to take the money out of your pocket? Oh, thank you, Brother and Sister Brewer, for coordinating this day and all that have helped him. Thank you. And thanks again to all of our guests that are with us. Thank you so very, very much for being here. Well, I thought about saying give like they did in the old days, and I think that'd be okay. I saw some offering records from the 1930s when this church first started, and it was like 35 cents in the offering and $1.22 in the offering. But that's because in that day, $1.22 was probably just about like 122. So really, we could say give like they did in the old days because we just give what we can and give our best. Aren't you thankful what the Lord has blessed you with? And we're going to receive just this special offering today in honor of what God has done for us and our past and the heritage that we have and the future that we are looking forward to. Now, Jesus, we are very thankful for your blessings to us and your goodness to us. And now we ask for your blessing upon this giving today. We honor you and we honor those who have walked before us. And we thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Leaning on you. all along, leaning, leaning, leaning. Let's praise Him today. Jesus, we praise You. We love You and we thank You for what You've done. I know many of us have learned to lean on Jesus throughout the years. So now we're going to do the giving of gifts. Basically what this is, we're going to honor our grandparents today, much like we've done for years, giving gifts for the grandparent that's done this or done that. And I've been given a list of questions to go on, so we're going to do that. And like a forgetful grandparent, I forgot the gifts. Oops. And I was going to do this smoothly. They won't ask me to do this again. Okay, so we've got some gifts here for some of our grandparents. We're going to start off with the grandparent whose grandchildren spent the night with them last night. Anybody? Stand, please. Okay, to narrow it down, the grandparent whose grandchildren slept with them. We've still got two of them. Two of them. Okay. Brother Tim, where you at? Let's give them a hand. How am I doing so far? Okay, the next one is the grandparent who brought their grandchildren to church this morning in their car. Stand. All right, do we count out the ones that already got a prize? You have to sit down. Like I said, they won't ask me to do this next year. Okay, so we've still got three of them here. How do I narrow this down? Who had the most grandchildren that they brought in their car this morning? How many did you bring, brother? One? One? Two. We have a winner. Brother Tim, where you at? Thank you, sir. Okay, now we have the grandparent who taught their grandchildren how to drive. Stand for me. Nobody trusts their grandparents to teach their grandchildren? You have to sit down again. You've won. Don't stand up anymore. Reverence went out the door. Okay, so we still got three of them. Okay. Who taught the most of your grandchildren how to drive? Most recently. I'll get this right. 2 years ago? My ears don't work either, but I don't have glasses to go on there. I'm worn out, yes. Okay. Give it to him back there. Good man. Okay, the next one is grandparent who baked cookies this week for their grandchildren. Stand for me. Hey! What kind of cookies were they? Ooh. All right. And let me see. Grandparent who gave their grandchild offering this morning. Stand. I'm standing too because I saw the question, so when my grandsons came in, I went and gave them offering money. Does that count? Oh, I knew the question. Okay. Well, I want those $2 back, guys. Okay, who gave him most recently or the most amount that they gave him? All right, who gave your grandchild the most amount? Did you give him $5? Higher? 10? Somebody help me out. She's got good ears. You gave her 2? That's the best you could do? What do we got back there? 5? 10, Brother Chambers? Looks like you're the winner, Brother Chambers. I still want my $2 back, Jason, Aiden, and Carson. Okay. So now that we're done with that, we have Abigail and Jane and Jerry Fenimore and Joe and Diane Shannon.
Thank you for coming to ABC for Grandparents Day. I'm glad you are here, but I'm really glad my grandparents are here. I was asked to share a few things my grandparents have passed to me. Here's what I've learned from each of them. Nanny has taught me to crochet. I have a lot of practice making a chain. Nanny tells me about Jesus and how to it is important for us all to get the Holy Ghost. She tells me about amazing things in heaven, like streets made of gold, and how we will never be sick or grow older. Papa Joe has taught me about growing vegetables in his garden. My favorite part is picking tomatoes. The part I don't like is that there's a lot of dirt. Nana has taught me how to make biscuits and gravy. She has taught me how to make money at a yard sale. You have to put the prices high. Nana likes to read to us. She pays us for each book we read. Nana has taught me how it is important of praying. We pray at different times, like when we are sick or over food. Papa Jerry has taught me to have fun. We ride his reindeer and we have fun outside playing. Before he hurt his legs, he would go sledding with me. Papa cannot be here today because he is in the hospital. Please pray for him tomorrow when he has surgery. My sisters have a crown that we want to give to you. We love you very much. Happy Grandparents Day.
Okay, now we have Lillian and Richie and Mary Brewer.
Lillian's grandparents teaches her about Jesus. And so this morning, she's going to sing a song for you that Nana taught her.
Come, my friends, and let us tell the books that the Bible loves so well. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, and Judges, Ruth, and Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, and Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Songs, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, and Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Ezekiel, and Amos, Obadiah, Job, Mikey, Nehemiah, Zechariah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and the Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemons, Hebrews, and James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd John, 3rd John, Revelations.
All right.
Okay, now we have Brittany M. and brother and sister Stoffel.
Praise the Lord, and happy Grandparents' Day to all the grandparents. When I was asked to speak about how my grandparents have made an influence in my life, I searched my memories and tried to think of the best examples of what they instilled in me. This is the best attempt to honor them for what they have done for me, considering all they have contributed to my life. When I think of my Papa and Nanny Williford, I think of faithfulness. Growing up and up to today, I've been able to experience their faithfulness firsthand because we all go to the same church. I can't remember them ever missing a service unless there was an illness or a vacation. Watching their faithfulness made a big impact on my life and seeing how important it is to go to church. I see the value of what God has done in their lives through faithfulness, and I see the impact they made in my life through faithfulness. When I think of my Papa and Mama Stoffel, I also think of faithfulness. I also learned how to be an asset to the church by giving back and not just simply attending. 1 Corinthians 15:58 reads, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." My Papa and Mama gave of themselves for 13 years when they pastored in O'Fallon, Illinois, and Dixon, Illinois, and Gasconade, Missouri. My Papa was always willing to go to this church to tune the pianos. I saw my Mima contribute every week by preparing a Sunday school lesson to teach her class here at APC. Having a weekly task such as being a Sunday school teacher can be time-consuming, but she willingly gave her time in service of the kingdom. Kingdom First, our church theme for 2017, and the hallmark of the lives of my Mima and Papa. She's always willing to bake for any of the events that the church has. In fact, this past Friday night, for our Youth Unspoken Talent Show, she contributed by baking and donating cupcakes and brownies. Through the difficult times in my life, I've stayed faithful to my relationship with God and making sure when the church doors are open, I'm there. It can be difficult to fully experience God's will for your life without having the preached word of God speaking into you. There's something so special and irreplaceable about being in the presence of the Lord with all of my APC family. Being used in the church has also been a blessing to me. Not only have I been able to be a part of the leadership in our youth group and hopefully making an impact in their lives, but also that's where I met my husband. We may not always know what path our lives will take, but I can be assured that God honors my faithfulness and when I give of my time, my most precious resource. I'm so glad I was able to watch my grandparents so closely and learn from their example. I wish I would have had more time with my nanny, Williford, but I'm so grateful for all of the time I had with my Papa Williford and Mima and Papa Stoffel. I'm so thankful God blessed me with my amazing grandparents.
Each of these grandchildren have been saying some of the dearest things about their grandparents. And finally, our last one is going to be Amber speaking about Brother Everett Wilford.
I have the blessing of godly heritage in my family, and Brittany has done a great job talking about Papa and Nanny. And I also have a Grandma and Grandpa Barnhill. Grandpa Barnhill is now in heaven. Grandma Barnhill lives on, and she pours into us and loves on us, and I'm thankful for their influence. But today specifically, I'm here to talk about Papa Williford. In 2000, the turn of the century, technically, Papa took me on a trip to Prince Edward Island. We had chosen Prince Edward Island because a lady by the name of Lucy Maud Montgomery had chosen this small province in Canada as the setting for her book entitled Anne of Green Gables. Having read this book and watching the movie multiple times, I knew life would not be complete without stepping foot on the red soil of Green Gables to see the house where Anne with an E had come to life. Having just graduated high school, and since Papa and I are kindred spirits when it comes to the story of Green Gables, he offered to take me there. I think we could call it a senior trip of sorts because I was a graduated senior from high school and he was a senior citizen. And so it was our senior trip that we took. Off we went. We drove across Confederation Bridge onto PEI and began to see the landscape that the book describes. Beautiful green hills, red clay soil, and the fields of wildflowers. Eric, if you could show that picture. We were able to see and visit the house made famous by the book, a house called Green Gables. We got to tour the house to see Anne's room where she tucked herself away after she accidentally dyed her hair green. We saw the kitchen where she lost her temper to Mrs. Rachel Lynde, who had described her hair as being as red as carrots. We saw the sitting room where Diana Barry had had just a little bit too much raspberry cordial, and we saw the Lake of Shining Waters. It was near where the author grew up. All of it just as the book describes it. It was amazing to see and touch the house, Green Gables, to walk the roads and hear the sounds that we'd only read about. Reading it and even seeing it in the movie couldn't really compare with actually being there. I had read the story, and I'd built the house and the town in my imagination, but I got to literally see it because he took me there. But Green Gables isn't the only imagination that came true, because in 2011, Papa and I got to visit what's called the Baye in Harlem, Holland. The Baye is the house where Corrie ten Boom lived with her sister, Betsy, and their father, as told in the book, The Hiding Place. In high school, some of our reading assignments came from The Hiding Place. It was to read it. We were to read it in high school, and I read it as part of my assignment then, and I've read it 10 times since. I love this book. The book tells of a true story of how during the Second World War, the ten Boom family and their home became a refuge, a hiding place for those who were hunted by the Nazis. They protected people. And by doing so, they risked their lives. During 1943 and 1944, there were usually 6 to 7 people illegally living in this home, 4 Jews and 2 or 3 members of the Dutch Underground. Corrie became a ringleader within the network of the Harlem Underground, and through these activities, the ten Boom family and their friends saved the lives of an estimated 800 Jews and protected many Dutch Underground workers. The book describes a false wall that was built in Corrie's bedroom, and it was in that hiding place that 2 Jewish men, 2 Jewish women, and 2 members of the Dutch Underground hid during a Gestapo raid that resulted in Corrie and her family being arrested. We wanted to see that hiding place. We got to sit in the living room, to climb the steep winding staircase, to visit the watch shop that's now been in operation for over 150 years. And finally, after climbing the stairs, we got to see that what to this point we had only read about, Corrie's room and the hiding place. It was surreal to stand in the very place where 6 people had waited for over 47 hours to be rescued. We had read the book, and we had pictured the house in our minds. But now we were there. We were seeing it and touching it because he took me there. Papa, you taking me to the homes written about in 2 of my favorite stories is something that I'll always remember and forever be glad that we got to do together. Thank you for taking me there. But I've been reading another book, and it describes a home with streets of gold, gates of pearl, walls of jasper. It's in a city that has no need of the sun or the moon, for it's in a city where the Lamb is the light. A city where there is no night. The book says that in this place there will be no more tears and no more sorrow and no more pain and no more sickness, and we'll be reunited with loved ones. And I know the first one you're going to go see and the first one I'm going to go see. We can meet the heroes of the stories in this book, King David and Esther and Daniel and Mary and Paul and, best of all, Jesus. Papa, you've taken me to the places described in these other two books, and while you can't physically take me to the place described in this one, you've modeled a life that shows me how to get there. Years ago, you surrendered your life to God and you began making decisions. According to this book, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You've been baptized in Jesus' name. You've cultivated the fruit of the Spirit, and they're evident in your demeanor and in your character and in your lifestyle. You walk with wisdom. You were faithful in your marriage, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. And you were faithful on the job right up to the day you retired from Continental Can Company. And you are faithful in your ministry here at APC, formerly as the secretary treasurer here, but now as a pillar of strength and as a man of prayer. To me, you are the personification of Proverbs 22, verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. You love so selflessly, and to me, there's just no one finer than you, Papa. Thank you for leading this family with godly wisdom, establishing us in biblical principles, and according to godly values. Papa, you've taken me to Prince Edward Island and to Harlem, Holland, the places described in those books. And as for heaven, the place described in this book, well, your life is the book that I'm reading. And I'm confident that if I embody those same godly values that you have, it'll take me there.
Amen. I'm looking forward to going to heaven to seeing Grandma and all the other grandmas and grandpas. Now we're going to have a special song by Sister Melody Reaver.
Would you stand this morning? We've often heard it preached that the day is going to come that the saints of God will cast their crowns before the Lord. These are the crowns that we have fought battle after battle for. These are the crowns that we have suffered affliction after affliction for. These are the crowns that we have went through storm after storm, valley after valley. And I've wondered, what is it that would cause the saints of God to cast their crowns before the Lord? And one day I read a story about a very famous country and western pianist by the name of Floyd Kramer. Floyd Kramer was noted for his famous Slipknot style, they called it. And when I read that story, then I understood the answer to this question. One day at an awards banquet, he was given a golden award for his great talent and for his songwriting. And as he stood before that audience holding that golden award, he said, there is a man in this audience that is a tremendous friend of mine, and he said, this man was a great encouragement to me. He said, I want him to come up here. He said, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be standing here today receiving this award. And the man walked up on the stage, and Floyd Kramer presented him his golden award. And one of these days, whenever we see Jesus Christ face to face, amen, we're going to say the same words. If it wasn't for this man, if it wasn't for Calvary, Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. When you're wounded, you bleed externally. When you're bruised, you bleed internally. Calvary was for the healing of the inward man as well as the outward man. Well, we're going to say, if it wasn't for this man, if it wasn't for Calvary, if it wasn't for his shed blood, I wouldn't be standing here today on this street of gold to receive this award. Can we just lift our hands and praise him this morning? All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the roar. Houston, would you come down the front and let's sing this song into him this morning. Power of Jesus' name. Everyone come this morning. Let's sing that into the Lord today. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord. Oh, sing it again.
That's right. Why don't we just give him and crown him with your praise, your hand praise, your voice praise. God, we're thankful to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's a deep sense of gratitude in this service and thanksgiving for natural family members, elders. But then also there is a sense and gratitude, thanksgiving to the Lord God Almighty. Not only will we say it on that day, standing on streets of gold, if it hadn't been for Him, we could say that today. If it had not been for Him, we would not be here in the midst of His blessing and His glory. I'm going to ask everybody that physically can to speak out and then lift up your hands. And it's a sign of thanksgiving unto the Lord. God, if it were not for you, would you just give him a thanksgiving of praise right now, Lord? I want to thank you today. I want to thank you today. If it had not been for you, Lord, if it were not for you, oh, if it were not for you, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm very glad that the powers that be sanctioned a day like this for us to remember our grandparents. I'm glad they did that, and Let's take a hold of the purpose of that, and throughout this day, you've probably already begun to do that, but to thank God for both physical grandparents, and many of us have spiritual parents and grandparents, for which we can be very thankful. I just encourage you throughout this day to continue to savor and thank God for that blessing and that connection that's been in your life. Thank you to all of our guests that are here for being with us. Thank you for coming to be with us at Apostolic Pentecostal Church. And I want to take this opportunity to say welcome back. I wish you could come back tonight. I'm especially asking our APC family to be back tonight. I feel a message that God has given me for the generations represented in this church. So if you would be prayerful about that for this afternoon also, along with, I know you have other things to do, but then be prayerful, and especially if you're a member, but everybody is welcome. I'm inviting you back tonight I want to hear from God, and I believe we are going to hear from God tonight. God bless you. Thank you for your
faithfulness to God's house. Thank you. Greet one another in Jesus' name. Thank you, brother.